Our scripture reading will be taken from Romans chapter 14, verse 1 through 12. That is Romans chapter 14, verse 1 through 12. Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things. Another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth. For God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yet he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteem one day above another. Another esteem every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. For he that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord. For he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. For none of us liveth to himself. And no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. What we are looking at this morning is something we have studied before. There are things we need to look at again. But I want to title this, Looking Out for Your Brother. Looking out for your brother. Older siblings are taught to look out for the younger ones. As parents, we do our best to look out for our children. But as God's children, we also should look out for one another. In verse 1, it says, Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. First, him that is weak in the faith. It does not say him that is weak in the flesh, but in the faith. Second, doubtful disputations. What this is saying is, don't receive them with unsettled reasoning about their condition and faith, but receive them and expect to build them up in the faith instead of discouraging them. Even if a person was weak in the flesh, we all know what that is like and how it feels. But there is enough compassion in us to receive them. Regardless of who you are, or how strong you think you are spiritually, no matter how much knowledge you have in the Word, there will come a time in your life when you will find you are not as strong as you thought, and you will need someone to receive you in spite of your weakness. Whatever it is, those of us in the faith and of the faith should receive who is lacking faith. Just think about it. A person can be sound in faith of what they believe, but can be weak in their judgment in carrying it out. But expect to build them up. Don't be critical or judge others because they believe a little differently or is not as strong as you are. Do not quarrel with them about their belief, or fill their head full of questions, or trouble them with your arguing opinion. Back then, The church at Rome was composed of both Jews and Gentiles who believed in Christ's resurrection. Today, the church is made up of many different denominations and backgrounds, and everyone has a different view on serving God. If the confession is Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, we should with patience receive them in the spirit of meekness as we learn and grow together. Romans 15:1 tells us, we then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. We must learn to help those that come into the sheepfold. If they choose to dwell with us, we should show them love and in love share the gospel and the doctrine of Christ. Here is what was happening then. Verse 2 said, for one believeth that he may eat all things. Another who is weak eateth herbs. The Jews and Gentiles had received Christ. The only true common belief between them was Christ. But because of the law, the Jews persisted about one thing and the Gentiles believed another. Outside of Christ, there were few things they believed together. Can we see this, how it is, affects us today? Denominations, religions, and others are coming to Christ, but cannot fellowship together because they are bringing what they previously believed with them. Some things have nothing to do with the gospel. Other things have nothing to do with serving God. The only thing that is common is Christ. Yet it seems like we cannot get along together. All this has to do with what we have been taught by our parents or by the church we left. Here's another thing that was in question back then. Do you celebrate the Lord's Supper with leavened or unleavened bread? Unleavened or leaven, will either one stop you from receiving or learning Christ? Why would you refuse to hold or have communion with someone just because of the type of bread? Let me share with you what happened to me when I was in the hospital in 2016 for knee surgery. A person came in my room and asked me, would I like to have communion? I said yes. When they found out I was a pastor of a different faith and I was not Catholic, they refused to give me communion. If I remember correctly, Jesus said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Mm-hmm. It did not say you must be a particular religion to have communion, or both of you have to be of the same denomination. Christ is not about denomination or religion. Even though we have different beliefs or ways of serving, there is still one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. If we cannot commune together down here, how are we going to fellowship together in heaven?
Yes.
Sometimes in our learning Christ and getting understanding, our zeal can cause us to make a mountain out of a molehill. And our method can become offensive rather than productive. Verse 3 says, let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth. For God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up. For God is able to make him stand.
Amen.
The Jews and the Gentiles had a dispute on meat and herbs. One believed one thing, and the other believed another. The difference we have are far greater than meat and herbs. We must ask ourselves this question. What we believe that is different, is this an issue God disagrees with? Or just an issue we disagree with? Is it against the doctrine and teaching of God? Or against what you believe and should be taught? Most disputes surround tradition and customs. Or what you just don't want to do. Verse 5 says, one man esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day, regardeth it not, regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord. For he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. How many understand? It does not matter what day you assemble together as long as you assemble. If you assemble on Saturday, it does not make you any stronger or weaker than if you serve on Sunday. It is when you don't assemble. This is when you begin to weaken. Remember what it said in Hebrew? Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Because of the pandemic, some assemble on Zoom. Others use YouTube. We use the conference call. So is Christ any less taught or received by these methods? It is my desire that we all meet in the church. But nevertheless, until then, Christ is preached here. Amen. Verse 7 and 8 said, for none of us live to himself, and no man died to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Christians have a special respect and honor to the Lord. None of us live unto ourselves, neither do we die unto ourselves. But we spend our lives in his service. When it is our appointed time to live or die, we are his. You might ask the question, when can I say I live unto the Lord and die unto the Lord? The answer would be when you do not frame your life after your own will, but according to the word and will of God. You are the Lord's. Verse 9 says, for to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. Amen. That is, Christ died, making him the judge and rewarder of all mankind. Remember also, he said, he did not come to condemn the world, that the world might be saved. Jesus also said this in John 12, 47 and 48. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Mm-hmm. He that rejecteth me and receive not my words hath one that judge him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. It is by the rejection of what the word says that man is judged and condemned. Verse 10 of Romans says, but why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. It is not for us to stand in judgment, because we will stand before God for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Let's leave judgment to God and help those that are weak, so we all can stand before him and have a righteous judgment. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10 tells us, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. Mm-hmm. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. This actually comes from Isaiah 45 and 23. And I found this interesting, for it says, I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. And the commentary also said this in Isaiah, It says there can be no doubt that it refers to Jehovah. And this name, which is appropriate to God only, alone, is never applied to another creature. So in verse 12, it says, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. We shall not be obligated to give an account for the conduct of each other, but each shall give an account of himself. Verse 13 says, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Let's close with Romans 15, 2 through 7. Verse 2 says, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Or let each of us please his neighbor for his neighbor's good to help in the building up of his character. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. Christ did not give pleasure to himself. In fact, the bitter words of those who were angry with you came on him. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Whatever was written in the scriptures was written for our instruction, through patience, endurance, and encouragement, we might hold fast to our hope. Remember, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 5 says, now the God of patience and consolations grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This prayer is for all Christians that they may in unity with one mind and one mouth glorify God. Wherefore, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. And if Christ does not put a difference between Jews and Gentiles, we need to stop putting a difference between any and everyone that believes in the name of Jesus and is willing to acknowledge him as the Christ and Lord and Savior of our life. My time is up, and I thank you for yours.